Hi everybody, it's Tim again, and I am back now to do another review for you. This time it's a demonstration of the popular, well, I'm not sure if it's popular, but I present to you guys iMesh, the free file sharing and music subscription service that allows you to browse and download music of any kind. So for those of you blind tech people that love to download songs and listen to music, I think that this would be a great option. So I'm gonna demonstrate to you what it can do, what are the advantages and disadvantages, and so on and so forth. So, okay, I'm going to go into the, I'm going to go into my start. I'm going to go into my start and programs menu, and then select iMesh, and we'll get started. Let me turn up my speakers a little bit so you can hear what's going on. I'm using JAWS 9.0 for this demo because for some unknown reason, JAWS version 6.0 and earlier, for example, JAWS 6 through 7 and JAWS version, I don't think JAWS version 8 does this, but I know that JAWS version 7 and earlier do not read the iMesh menu bar very well. And I will let you know, iMesh with JAWS is easy to use, but it's not really totally accessible, and I'll show you some drawbacks here, but that doesn't mean that it's completely inaccessible. It is easy to use, but you just have to, you know, navigate to your JAWS cursor and a bunch to get to what you need to get to, and I'll show you that momentarily. So anyway, here we go. I'm going to start up iMesh now.
Start menu, my computer, my network places, 7 of 12. To navigate, press up or down arrow, my computer, 6 of 12.
Okay, I don't know why it started me out at my computer, so that must be a problem there, but with JAWS 9, I think. So I'm going to select all programs.
P, net 0, first month free, N.
I don't want net 0. That's something I really don't use, but if I up arrow,
iMesh submenu,
there's iMesh. Now, I want to let you guys know, iMesh is completely legal as far as downloading songs and stuff, because you have the option to buy the song if you want to burn it to a CD. You also have the option to burn it to a CD if you've downloaded a song from another iMesh user. So that is optional, and I'm really happy to know that iMesh is a free program. I'm glad that it's a not only a file sharing but a music subscription service as well, kind of like Napster in a way. But it's similar to Napster, but I like the fact that it's, you know, both a file sharing and a music subscription service. Very nice. So I'll go in here, and we'll start iMesh now.
Enter iMesh.
The first thing that pops up is iMesh. Second option is
license agreement. L.
That's self-explanatory. That's your license agreement, whether you accept it or not accept it, so on.
Uninstall iMesh. U.
And that just uninstalls the program. So if we go back down,
iMesh,
and we wrapped back around. So I'm gonna open up iMesh, and the program will start.
Enter leaving menus. iMesh.
Okay, and
most requests, war and combat, mystery and terror. 1. Sound effects library. Sound effect.
I'm gonna press the control key to stop the speech. What I was searching for there on iMesh was some sound effects, you know, files that I like to have. I know that you can share files with other users. I don't know if you can upload Blind Cool Tech podcasts to iMesh. I haven't even tried that, but I don't know if Blind Cool Tech would want me to do that. So I'm just going to leave that alone. I don't know if you guys at Blind Cool Tech would want me to do that, so I'm just going to leave that alone. But I will show you how to search and download songs through the iMesh client. Okay, iMesh is running on my system, and if I press the Alt key for the menu bar, well, we don't get any talking. Now, here's the drawbacks to using iMesh with a screen reader. You have to use the JAWS cursor if you're using JAWS and so on and so forth. I don't know about Window Eyes or Thunder or NVDA, but I do know that with JAWS you have to use the JAWS cursor, which I'm sure you guys all know. So here we go. I'm gonna root my JAWS cursor up here.
JAWS cursor.
And we'll see what we have.
Traffic to my friends, traffic night.
My friends, which I don't have any friends on iMesh currently. So, although I'd like to have some friends join iMesh, maybe a couple of you guys at Blind Cool Tech would want to join. And also, it is free of charge to join. So there's no, you don't have to pay anything. However, if you are going to buy something off iMesh, you will have to pay only $0.99. So that's no big deal if you want to buy a song to burn it to a CD and transfer it to your portable device, which I'm not going to cover. Because if I cover that, if I hook up this device to my USB port on my computer, it's going to shut down the recording, which that wouldn't be fun. I'm using my Sony Walkman to record this. So, okay, we have
Sound Dev 2.
That's the search. Yeah, see, this is the drawback to using iMesh with a screen reader. You have to root your JAWS cursor up here, so I'm gonna hit the home key.
Top of file, graphic 705, graphic 689, graphic.
Yeah, there's a lot of, this is something that I'm sure that eventually will improve as new versions of iMesh become available. I'm currently using iMesh version 7.0 that came out in 2006. I haven't heard any newer versions available, but this is the current, this is the latest version. So,
graphic LGVX4650.
Now that's my, username, unfortunately. I don't know why I chose that one. I guess I just chose that one for a reason, because that's the cell phone that we all know of, so I don't know why I chose that one, but oh well. Let's continue here.
Total search. Results : 1.
Now if I can get to this menu bar option
here.
Oh boy, this is very, this is the downside to using iMesh. It's a real pain to use with a screen reader, but it is easy to use. So I will show you that part next here, once I find what I want to find.
Graph LG total search result 1 my library.
No, I don't want my library. Gonna
graph show artists button.
No, I don't want to show artists either.
Top of file graph LG my graph search I.
Now, where in the heck is that
easy
menu bar option here? I know.
Tab.
I know
Alt
it's
tab
in here. I just gotta
John
find Kirst, it.
Top graphic 705, graphic 689, graphic 99, graphic 884, graphic 235, graphic 174.
Very inaccessible up here at the top. I know that it's in here.
Graphic 235 button to activate.
Now those are all pictures, so JAWS can't read those.
Graphic LGV LG total. Search results : 1 my library.
Now, I'm gonna see if I can get
root
back.
PC to JAWS. Preview my library. One of not.
Okay, I'm at my library. What I did there was I rooted my JAWS cursor to it. So now I'm on the library option in the program. Now
JAWS cursor top of.
If I go up to the top, that menu bar should be present.
Graphic 705, graphic 689, graph LG.
Dang, man, this is, see, I'm glad that you guys are listening to this, because I want you guys to get a demo of this to see if you really want to use iMesh, because it's okay, but it's not totally accessible with a screen reader, although it can be used. So,
checkbox checked. A clear check.
Okay, what's the checkbox for? See, yeah, JAWS does not read that very well, unfortunately, in this program, so I thought I would let you guys know.
LGVX46.
Yeah, that's my user name and name there.
Total. Tracks Cold 1. My. Library. Retrieving Crab Library. Show Artists button.
Oh, now where in the heck is that menu bar here?
Crab Search Cold. Crab Search.
Okay, maybe if I tab onto the search field, if I root my JAWS cursor to that.
Root PC to JAWS. Combo box. 0 items.
Okay, there's preview, nothing.
Preview, 101 digital sap.
No.
Level 0, 100.
Okay, JAWS. Now, look, let's see what we have here.
Top of file, graph, LGV, graphics, iMesh, sound, effects, iMesh, preview, 100, sound search, total, LG, graphic, LG, total, graph, folder, view, list, view, gold wave, 20 of 20.
Okay, that's the desktop there, so I don't know why I'm having such difficulties here. But I will get to that menu bar, and I'll show you what's in there as soon as I get in here.
Graphic recycle, bin, jaw, 7. Neo Napster.
Oh yeah, that's all my stuff on the desktop. It is, unfortunately, oh, I think I know what I can do. I can root my JAWS cursor up here by using the insert numpad and then JAWS cursor.
Root JAWS to PC.
And let's see what we have.
JAWS cursor, crap sound, crap show up, crap graphic. Graphic.
Yeah, very, very graphic-y, so I
LGVX.
So let's see what we have.
Total, search, results, 1, my, library, graph search, show artists button.
No, I don't want to show artists.
Graph blank search, show artists, graph blank search, show graph blank search, show graph blank search.
For some reason it loses focus, I don't know why.
Root JAWS to PC.
See, maybe let's see if I root the JAWS to PC again.
Graphic 9, sound dev, graphic show art, graphic sound, search on search, show artists, my library, LG, graph.
Huh. Well, guys, I don't even know where that menu bar is in here. This is the problem when you use a program like iMesh. There's no. And you press the Alt key, and you don't. There's no menu bar, but I know that it is in here. I just gotta find it.
Help menu, tools menu bar.
Oh, there it is. There is the menu bar.
Play menu, view, file menu bar.
I guess it appeared out of nowhere. So, yeah, that's what I thought I'd show you, the disadvantages to using iMesh with a screen reader. It's not all that accessible, but it is accessible enough to where you can use it. So let's go to the file menu.
Root PC to JAWS. Context menu to navigate. Press up or down arrow. Unavailable.
Unavailable. I'm guessing that there's nothing in that menu. What's supposed to be there is, well.
Unavailable. Blank. Unavailable.
Oh, I think I have JAWS.
Quick play. MP3 player. Unavailable. Discover.
What? Okay, do I have JAWS 9 running, or do I have something else running?
Unavailable. MP3 player.
Well, let's find out in a minute.
Escape.
Something.
Tab. Crap. Start menu. Escape. Tab. Task. Tab. Start button. System tray. Windows Live.
No, I have JAWS 9 running, so I don't understand why it's not reading the menus here.
Alt Tab. iMesh. 2001. 2000.
Yeah, no.
JAWS cursor.
Top
of file menu bar.
File menu bar. Here we go.
Root PC to JAWS. Context menu. Sign in. Unavailable.
Now it's reading it. So, yeah, I don't know why it wasn't reading it at first. That was a little unusual. So, okay, we have sign in, which I'm currently signed in right now. Now, you will need to have your email address and password to sign in. Although, if you're a single user, you can select the sign me in automatically option, but if you are not a single user, if you have people using your computer, I would not recommend that you use this option. So if I arrow down,
sign in as,
I'm guessing that's signing in as a different user. I haven't even tried this, and I'm not going to, because I have no need for it. So I don't have, because I don't have other users using this computer. So
sign out.
That's very simple. Signing out of iMesh.
Unavailable.
That's nothing, unfortunately. When it says unavailable, there's nothing.
Instant Messenger Status Online Submenu.
That's interesting. The iMesh client has instant messaging ability, which I really don't use, because I have no need for that. I really don't have a need for the instant messaging client of iMesh, because it's not, well, I'm not sure how accessible it is, for one thing, with JAWS. So I haven't even played around with this, but I'm not going to for right now. Maybe when I play around with it some more, I'll demo that. But right now, I'm not going to demo that. I'm only gonna demo the music part of it. So I will cover that momentarily.
Unavailable.
Again, there's nothing. So when it says unavailable, that means that there's nothing. Zilch, nothing.
Buy a subscription.
That just means that, well, buy a subscription. That means, well, okay, iMesh has a monthly subscription that you can buy, which means, I guess every month they'll bill your subscription to your debit card, which means you have access to more songs that you don't have access to in when you do file sharing with other users. I don't know, because I don't have a subscription with them, with iMesh, so I can't tell you too much about this, because I don't have that. So if we arrow down,
unavailable
again, nothing. There's just simply nothing there. So I kind of wish it would speak what else is in there, because when it says unavailable, that really doesn't mean very much, especially when there could be something there. So I'm guessing that's just a graphical image, I guess. When it says unavailable, I mean, I wish it would speak whatever else is in there and then say unavailable, but you know, that's the quirkiness of iMesh. But it does work. It does work with JAWS, somewhat good, but not extremely good like when you have JAWS scripts. So if we arrow down,
new playlist.
That's very simple. You can make a new playlist with iMesh. You can do all that good stuff, which I'm not going to cover. I'm just going to cover searching and downloading music. That's all I'm going to cover in this podcast today.
New playlist from selection.
That means a new playlist from selection of a song that you're playing. I don't know. I haven't even played around with this, so I'm not sure what that does. So I haven't even played around with that. I'm guessing that a new playlist from the current songs that you're playing or something. I don't know. I haven't even played with this. So if we arrow down again.
Unavailable.
Again, unavailable. So I don't know why it's saying unavailable but not the item. Well, it's probably graphic, and it can't read those graphics probably. So that's probably why. So I'd like to see iMesh make, if there's going to be a new version coming out, I would like to see iMesh at some point provide support for people that are using assistive technology, especially blind people who are using JAWS, for instance. It would make it a lot easier for the blind community to use this software application. Then you wouldn't have to keep hitting the JAWS cursor every time to navigate. It'd make it a whole lot easier that way. So if we arrow down again,
add file to library.
That's very simple. You just add a file to your library, which I have done, actually. I have added a couple files to my library. So that's self-explanatory. If we arrow down again,
add folder to library.
That's self-explanatory. You just add a folder that contains files to your library, and that's all that you need to do. No big deal. So if we arrow down again,
unavailable.
again, a graphic, or yeah, a graphical image, I guess, means nothing. Unavailable. So if we arrow down one more time,
close.
And that simply closes iMesh. So that just closes the program. So if we go, if we wrap back around,
exit.
Well, I'm guessing close closes the current window or something, but exit will take you out of the program. So, or you can use Alt F4, or you can use exit or whatever. So, if we go back around,
sign in unavailable.
That's where we wrap back around. Now I'm going to hit escape to get out of here. And I'm going to show you what's in the tools menu bar.
Escape, leaving menu.
And we're going to hear some options in there, in the tools menu.
JAWS cursor, iMesh.
And
view menu, file menu, view menu bar.
Oh, and it's already on, it's my cursor's already on the view menu. So I'm going to go into the view menu bar and see what's in there.
Root PC, the JAWS context menu, the navigate, press up or down arrow, show artists checked.
Show artists, that just means artists in your library, or artists that you're searching for. And I have that checked, that's checked by default. So, if we go down.
Unavailable.
Oh boy, here we go, more inaccessible graphics. So, JAWS does not read that, unfortunately. I don't know what else is in there, because it does not read that very well. So if we go down again,
show album artwork.
Show album artwork. That's very simple. Although JAWS does not read those artworks because it's a picture document, so JAWS would not read that. So I don't have that checked by default. It's not checked by default. Although you can enable this, but for a JAWS user, I would not recommend that you enable this because JAWS will not read it. So. If we arrow down,
show downloads window.
Show downloads window. Now, I've not even played around with this. I'm guessing that when you choose this option, it will show your downloads window as far as your progress or whatever. I haven't even played around with that feature, and I don't even have that feature turned on at this time because I'm totally new to iMesh and I don't want to go in here and mess up something that I don't know what it does, and I don't know what that downloads window does. And then I looked at the frequently asked questions page and they don't explain it very well, so I just don't leave that alone. Or I just don't even bother with it, excuse me. I said that backwards. So I'm not gonna turn this on because I don't know what the downloads window shows. So if we arrow down,
show burn window.
Same thing, shows the burning CD window or whatever, and I haven't even used iMesh to burn CDs. I use Windows Media Player 10 to do that. And I haven't, although I could burn a CD using iMesh, but that's not what I'm here to cover, what I'm here to cover today. I'm here to cover searching and downloading music, is what I'm here to cover. Next we have
unavailable.
Oh boy, here we go, again, unavailable. Which means there's nothing. So if we go down again,
show music uploads checked.
Show music uploads. That means if you upload a track to iMesh, now you can upload a track to iMesh and share it with friends who are on the iMesh network, which I've tried doing once. And I have not gotten that far yet. I haven't even played with iMesh enough to even do that. So, maybe when I play around with that, I'll do another podcast on how you upload a track to iMesh to your friends in the iMesh community or whatever. I don't even know. I haven't even played around with this very much, so I don't know how you would upload a track to the iMesh network. To share with friends. Now, if we arrow down,
show video uploads.
Show video uploads, and there again, I don't even play around with this because there again, I don't search for videos. I search for music because JAWS would not read the video content at all. So I'm just gonna simply leave that alone. So if we arrow down...
Unavailable.
Oh boy. Unavailable. That means there's nothing.
Switch to mini player mode.
Switch to mini player mode. Now that is simply... I'm guessing that will minimize that to the system tray, or minimize that to the... or make it more easier to navigate. I don't know. I have not even played with this. So if we arrow down...
Show artists checked.
We wrap back around.
Escape.
So I'm going to hit escape, and we'll go into the tools menu.
Jaws cursor, play menu bar. Replay menu
bar. We're in
bar.
The play menu bar, so I'll hit my root PC to... Jaws to PC cursor.
Root PC to Jaws.
Or,
context menu, play to...
Or root PC to Jaws, or whatever. Now we have the play menu, and that's just simple. That's playing your song. And iMatch does have the ability to play songs, which is nice. Okay, if we arrow down...
Unavailable.
Here we go again. Unavailable, which means nothing.
Previous.
Previous, which means previous track. If you want to go to the previous track, you just go to that previous track. Now, I don't know if there's any keystrokes for going to the previous track. I don't think there is. I haven't even tried it. I haven't even played around with iMesh long enough to even know if there is a previous and next track field or keystroke. So,
next.
Same thing, next track, etc., etc. And I don't think that there's any next keystroke because Jaws didn't say anything, so no, there's not. And I would like to see iMesh, and that's one thing I'd like to see, that's another thing I'd like to see iMesh improve on, is to add keystroke support for people with screen readers, or maybe even Freedom Scientific for all that matter. But I'd like to see iMesh do a lot more work on this, because there's a lot of graphics in here, and it is accessible, but not nearly as accessible as we in the blind community would like it to be. So if we arrow down again,
unavailable.
Oh boy, unavailable. See, I'd like to see, and there again, I'd like to see iMesh improve that a little bit, to where it would actually be a menu of whatever that is. And when it says unavailable, I don't even know what it is, because it's a picture, I guess, or something. I don't know. So if we arrow down again,
shuffle checked.
That's shuffle, and that's set to on by default. I'm going to turn this off because I don't want that to shuffle, and I'm going to turn it off.
Space, shuffle checked.
Oh, you can't even turn that off with the space bar? Wonderful. So I just press enter to get that to shuffle, to turn that off.
Enter, leaving menus, iMesh.
And we're back out of there, so I'm going to go back in there.
Jaws curse.
And I would like, and also, and this brings to me my next little, I don't know if I would call it gripe or complaint, but I would like to see a keystroke added that would allow you the ability to shuffle tracks on and off without having to go into the menu bar every time. And I don't think Windows Media Player has this either. I don't think. So I'm gonna, and that's one thing I'd really like to see that added in a future version of iMesh. So I'm gonna go back into the menu bar.
Top Jaws Curse Tools menu bar.
I don't want tools yet.
Play menu bar.
We want the play.
Root PC to Jaws. Context on the preview. Next on the Vic shuffle.
Okay, that's off now because I set it to off. Because I don't want the tracks to shuffle. So if we arrow down.
Unavailable.
Oh goodness. Unavailable. I don't know what's in there because Jaws does not read it. So.
Repeat off checked unavailable.
Repeat off. Checked, unavailable, or whatever. I don't even know what that means when it says repeat off checked. I guess that means the repeat function is off, I guess. That doesn't really help very much, but I guess that means the repeat is off. So, if we arrow down.
Repeat all unavailable.
repeat all, which is unavailable because there's no song playing. I guess that's what that means, and that's off. So
repeat one unavailable.
Repeat one track, which is not on, or that's unavailable, rather, because there's no song playing. That's what that means.
Unavailable.
Oh my goodness. Unavailable. Unavailable what? Well, we don't know, because it doesn't read it.
Volume up.
Volume up, and again, there's no keystroke for volume up or down. Well, I don't know if there is a F9 or F10 or whatever. I'll have to try that. I'll have to have a song play and maybe see what happens. But right now, there's no keystroke for that, currently.
Volume down.
Same thing, volume down turns your volume level down, but there's no keystroke. Sorry, my friends, if you're going to use iMesh, you'll have to use the menu bar, which is downright annoying, or turn down your speakers. One of the two. Or write to iMesh and say that you want some improvements in future releases that would include keystrokes for people that use screen readers to make them more accessible. So, next we have...
Mute.
Mute, and again, there is a mute function, there is a mute keystroke, and that's spacebar, although JAWS does not announce that. Maybe it will.
Mute.
Nope, it just spells it. Dang. Well, for the mute function, it's space. It's a spacebar, kind of like in Goldwave. But there's no, it doesn't tell you the space keystroke, which I'd like Freedom, if iMesh can't improve on it, I'd like Freedom Scientific to add JAWS scripts for iMesh so that it would be more accessible to the blind community that's using iMesh. So, up next we have...
Play.
We wrap back around. So, let's go to the tools menu.
JAWS per tools menu bar. Root PC to JAWS. Context menu. Library and downloads. To navigate, press up or down arrow.
Library and downloads is our first option. And I believe we heard a keystroke in there. Let's find out.
Library and downloads.
Now let's see, we heard that in there, but what was it?
Like library space and space downloads period.
Okay, I don't know what that means when it says period. Okay, that's interesting. Three ... Okay, interesting. But there was a keystroke voiced in there. Well, I don't even know what that is. Well,
library and downloads ...
Let's find out.
Library and downloads.
No, there wasn't a keystroke in there. Dang. Darn. Well, let's arrow down again.
My account settings.
And that's just very simple. That's my profile settings, which if you don't want to change that, I would not recommend that you go in there, because if you don't know what you're modifying, you could modify the wrong information and then lose your access to your iMesh account, which would not be fun. Okay.
Instant Messenger Settings submenu.
Sorry for yawning. I hate yawning in a podcast. Sorry about that, but instant messaging settings. Now, I don't even know what these are, and like I mentioned before, I don't use the instant messaging part of iMesh because I just use it for music only. That's all I use it for. So next we have...
Find your friends on iMesh.
That's very simple. If you have friends that join iMesh, you can find your friends on it. I guess typing in your friend's name or whatever. I don't even know about that. I haven't even added friends to iMesh yet, so I have yet... Well, maybe if somebody wants to join me on iMesh, go ahead and send me an email. And let me know what you think of the this review of iMesh. If you want to join, it's free, and if you're interested in downloading music and stuff, and buying songs off iMesh, go ahead and join. It's free. But I will give you my contact information afterwards and stuff. Now, you will have to download the iMesh client to use it, of course, which I'm sure you all know. And you'll have to go on to www.imesh, I believe that's I, and then M-E-S-H.com, I think. Yeah, imesh.com, all one word, I think. So, yeah, you go on. Gosh, I'm yawning again. Sorry. But you go on the iMesh website and download the software, and it will provide you with a couple steps to register, and you're ready to go. So,
tell a friend.
Tell a friend. That's telling a friend about iMesh. Well, I'm telling you guys about it right now because I'm doing a demo of it right now. So I don't need to tell you. I don't need to go in this menu and do that because I'm already telling you about it in this podcast. So that's fairly straightforward. So if we arrow down,
unavailable.
Oh my goodness, here we go again. Unavailable, 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 unavailable. But what? We don't know, because it doesn't say what it is. So,
preferences.
So let's see what's in the preferences after we scroll down to see what else is in here.
Library and downloads.
We're back at the top. So let's go for preferences.
Preferences.
Okay, let's see what's in here.
Enter, leaving menus. iMesh preferences dialog. Restore iMesh defaults button to activate. Press spacebar.
JAWS does tell you restore defaults, and then to activate, press the spacebar. So that's, you don't have, that part is accessible, so you don't have to use the JAWS cursor there. So, and let's see. Restore defaults.
Tab, reactivate all apostrophe don't show again dialogs button to activate, press spacebar.
That is to reactivate all shown dialog boxes, which I have no need for, especially if I'm trying to find music and another dialog box comes up. Especially when I'm trying, and that just gets in the way of you trying to enjoy iMesh. So I would not recommend that you reactivate those. So, okay, if we go... Oh, my goodness. Boy, after this podcast, I'm going to bed after this. But anyway, continuing on here. If we tab again...
Tab, okay button to activate.
And we have an okay button. So that's very simple there.
Shift tab, reactivate all apostrophe don't show tab.
So yeah, there's only two options in here. Not a whole bunch, only two. That's all you get. So
enter iMesh.
And we were knocked out of the tools menu, so now I gotta root my JAWS cursor back up here.
JAWS cursor.
And it's already sitting on the tools menu. But actually, we're done with the tools menu, so we went through pretty much all of the
help menu bar.
Okay, we're on the help menu.
Root PC to JAWS context, get help with iMesh.
That's to get help with iMesh.
FAQs.
And that just asks your that just shows your frequently asked questions. Is iMesh legal? Can I do this? Can I do that? Can I do this? Can I do that? Blah, blah, blah. And yes, it is legal to use because it does have the ability to buy songs. So that part, that's 100% legal besides the file sharing stuff. So next we have
iMesh forums.
That's if you want to post something about iMesh, like iMesh, you know, if you have any questions about iMesh or whatever. I don't use these forums because I already know what it's about. So if I arrow down,
unavailable.
Oh my goodness, here we go again. Now again, this needs some, this definitely needs improvement in here as far as it not saying available or unavailable, unavailable every time when I go into these menus. This definitely needs some improvement. So if I arrow down,
send us feedback.
That's if you want to send iMesh feedback. For example, if there's bugs or whatever in the program that you need to tell them about, which I haven't had to tell iMesh about because there's no bugs and I've not had any problems with it, except for the JAWS thing, for JAWS not being fully accessible with it, which I don't know if they can actually work on, because that's Freedom Scientific as far as being able to work on that, which now that I think about it. So, but like I said, it can be used, but you have to use your JAWS cursor a lot, and I mean a lot, and I will show you that when I'm trying to search for files. So next we have
contact support.
That's if you want to contact support, if you have a question, if you're not satisfied with the program and all this and all that stuff. So next we have
artists and labels.
Artists and labels. Now, I don't know why they have that in here. I'm guessing that that's, and I haven't even played around with that, so I don't even know what that will take me into if I click that. So I'm just going to leave that part alone until I know what it does, and maybe next time if I find out what it does, once I play around with it some more, I will demonstrate those feature, that feature, if I play around with it some more. Next we have
unavailable.
Oh my gosh, unavailable. Okay, whatever. Next we have
about iMesh.
And that tells you the iMesh. And I believe I'm running iMesh 7. Well, let's figure it out. Let's press enter on this and let's find out.
Enter, leaving menus, about dialog, version 7.2.0.51345, copyright C2008 iMesh, Inc., all rights reserved, version 7.2.0.51345.
Okay, it says I'm running iMesh, or iMesh, version 7.2.0.5, is the newest release. So, that's the version right now that I'm running.
Version.
So, I believe there's an OK button.
Tab. Versions.
Nope, no OK button. So I'm guessing you have to press Enter to get out.
Enter, iMesh.
And yes, you do. And I'd like to see there be an OK button in there so you know when you know to get out. That's another thing I'd like to see improved in a future version so you know where you are. Okay.
JAWS cursor, iMesh, graphic help menu bar.
And we've gone through all the help menu bars and all that stuff. I'm not going to go into the frequently asked questions because what I'm telling you here will be answered. So that's self-explanatory. And if you go on iMesh, you can research that stuff on your own. But if you do have a question about iMesh, feel free to contact me. My email will be at the end of this article. Podcast, excuse me. It's 2 a.m. here in Portland, so as soon as I'm done with this podcast, you guys, I'm going to upload it to Blind Cool Tech, and I'm going to bed after this, right? Because I have to go to work tomorrow. So sorry if I'm missaying things like I usually don't. So forgive me. That's podcaster error. So sorry about that, you guys. But that's enough of that. Let's go into the search menu here. And again, I'm going to use my JAWS cursor to do this because you cannot tab and do it because JAWS does not read it. So let's do the JAWS cursor.
JAWS cursor. Graphic 406, graphic 689.
And it says graphic 689 and whatever, because it does not tell you what's in here.
Graphic 99, graphic 800, graphic 2, graphic 1, LGV export.
Well, that's my username. We don't need to hear that.
Graphic 5, graphic search.
Okay, we're in the search. Because JAWS said search. Now, if I press the, if I root the PC to JAWS.
Root PC to JAWS.
Well, it should have said edit combo, but it didn't.
JAWS cursor.
Doggone it. Well, it should have said, maybe I didn't do that right. Let's try it again.
Show art button. Graphic show artists button.
No, I don't want to show artists. I want to search.
Graph search. Tree view. Search iMesh. 2 of 9. Search iMesh for music and videos. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
Okay. Oh, this is nice. When you root your JAWS cursor to that, you press Insert Tab and it reads to you the tree view items, which is nice. So I'm going to root my PC to JAWS.
Root PC to JAWS. Edit combo. Sound effects.
I'm going to search for something
space.
That you guys have all heard of before. Let's see if iMesh has Metallica. Let's see if they have that.
Metallica.
And that autocomplete brings up that list of searches. And that was the search, so I'm going to press OK. I'm going to press Enter.
Enter. Tree view. All artists 387, graphic 94, 1 of 1. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys. All artists.
Oh boy. Got a lot of them in there, and it said graphic 384, so yeah, that's because there's graphics in here, so it does not
read. Woodstock 9, a tribute to the Blackest One. The Rockmaster's tribute to Metallica. Various artists. 2. Swiss Beats, 1990.
Okay, I'm gonna press the control key, but because it did read what was displayed, so which is nice. So yeah, that part is accessible because it does read the artists that are being shown. But let's press the M key, because I don't want to scroll through all that stuff, because that's a lot of stuff that's in here. In fact, let's find out.
All artists 1 to 46.
So there's 46 items, or 46 artists. So let's go in here.
Metallica opened.
Okay, I don't know why it said Metallica. That's interesting.
Level 1, ST, Anger, 1 of 1.
And the only album that's in this list is ST, Anger, Anger, or whatever it is. I think that's Saint Anger, I believe. Yeah, Saint Anger. So let's see what we have here.
Level 0, Metallica and Megadeth open.
We don't want that.
Metallica open. Level 1, ST, Anger, 1 of 1.
That's the only album that they have currently right now. So let's root my JAWS cursor up here.
Root JAWS to PC.
And let's go into...
JAWS cursor, period, ST.
And I have my JAWS cursor set on that. And let's see what options we have.
Root PC to JAWS.
Actually, no. I don't need to root my JAWS cursor. PC to JAWS. Cursor. I did that wrong. Sorry.
Grab ST.
ST, so I have my JAWS cursor set on the album title. So I use my JAWS cursor to hit the right numpad, right mouse button for JAWS.
Right mouse button, context menu, download, the nav.
Okay, we have download. What else do we have in here?
Browse submenu B.
We have browse. In a submenu, and I'll go in there in a little bit.
Download D.
And that's all we have. So now I'm going to choose the browse submenu.
Browse submenu. Enter. Artist unavailable. A.
Artist unavailable, which means, I guess, the whole album.
Album unavailable. A.
Album is not available either. So.
Artist unavailable. A.
Excuse me. I don't like belching on podcasts either. Sorry about that. And I don't like hiccuping either. Boy, oh boy. Well,
PC. Artist unavailable. Album unavailable.
Okay, I'm going to get out of this menu.
Browse submenu.
Now I'm going to download.
Download, D.
And
enter.
Let's see
leaving
what we're...
menus, tree view, ST, Anger, 1 of 1.
Now let's
to move
see what
through
song...
or expand items, use the arrow keys.
Let's see what song we're downloading here. I'm going to find out what song that is, so we know what we're downloading.
Period and dot dot tree view left pair Metallica and dot dot left pair add a friend button.
I don't want to add a friend. No, I don't want to do that.
Metallica tree view ST Anger 1 of 1 left pair and 249 right pair graph image checkbox not checked.
Image no.
My friends checkbox checked.
Nope.
Downloads checkbox not checked. Graphic 648. Checkbox graphic 648. Graphic 6 checkbox not checked.
No, there's really well. I don't know. See, here's the... Oh, shoot. What was that all about? Okay, whatever. I don't know what that sound was all about, but let me set my Walkman down again. I have no clue what that sound was for. Hope my headphones didn't break, but anyway, let's hope everything's fine. Now, what you heard there was more graphics, so I don't know how you would click on here to find the song you're downloading. I think let's do
Jaws
cursor and then home, control home to get to the top.
Top of file menu bar.
And we're at the menu bar, yay!
Graphic ST anchor button to active.
Okay, that's the button, I guess. I don't know why they have a button there.
Graph checkbox check. LGV total search. Result 1. Graph my library. Preview S graphic search. Show artists button.
And that show artists button is already there. I don't need to press it because I've already shown it already. So that's no problem. So
graph land search.
Oh boy, a lot of focus problems there. So yeah, it is easy to use, but there is some focus problems with JAWS when you use iMesh. So that is a problem under JAWS 9. I know that under JAWS 6, it will not read the menu bar items to you. I don't know why. But I know that when you use JAWS 6.0 and 7.0 and 7.1, you will not get those menu items read out to you. I don't know why, but that it's not supported in either JAWS 6 or JAWS 7. I'm not quite sure how it works in JAWS 8, because I haven't even tested JAWS 8, so I have no idea. I know that it works really well in JAWS 9, but there's a lot of accessibility issues when you use iMesh, but it does work. It can be used. So I wouldn't just simply base it on, this program's horrible with JAWS, I don't want to use this, blah blah blah. I would just simply just learn from, you know, you guys listening to this podcast and determine if you want to go out and try it and stuff. So now let's see if we can find that whatever it was we downloaded. I don't know if it's in here or not, but let's see if it is.
Graph library. Preview ST anchor 2 of 9 to move through
expand
item view to Sierra root PC to JAWS. Preview 1 of 1 to move through 1 of 1.
Okay, it said tree view 1 of 1. Now I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what's in here. So let's see what we have.
Tab.
All right, I'm getting nothing there.
Shift tab.
All right, that doesn't help. So yeah, that's one of the downsides to using iMesh, because when you press tab, you don't hear anything because it's all pictures. So I don't think JAWS can read those very well. So that's one thing that definitely needs improvement in a future release of iMesh, and also if Freedom Scientific could make JAWS scripts available for iMesh, that would be really, really nice. So if we go, I'm going to route my JAWS cursor again to it.
JAWS cursor, tree view, graphic 313, my library, 1 of 9.
Well, I'm on that. Expand why isn't
item
it letting
the arrow keys.
Huh. Okay, let's try this again.
Root PC to JAWS. Preview. Graphic 818. My library. 1 of 9.
Okay, there we go. Now we're on the library. Let's see if the song got whatever it was got downloaded, because we couldn't find it.
Preview.
So.
Songs for the Withering. 1 of 1. To move.
What? That's not what I wanted to verify, buddy. Yeah, I don't know what iMesh did there, but it threw me into another album title, which I didn't want to view right at the moment.
Level 0. Rapture open. 1 item. Rapture closed.
That's Rapture. I don't want to view that.
Preview. Oasis closed.
That's Oasis. And no, this band Oasis, it's not called Oasis, so don't get it confused with the manufacturer Oasis for the Oasis 22C. I know that there's a manufacturer called Oasis, which I'm sure that we all know of. This band is called Oasis. O-A-I-S-I-S. Not O-W-A-S-Y-S. So it's O-A-I-S-I-S. So if we go, if we up arrow again.
Metallica closed.
Oh, and there it is. There it is. It got downloaded. Now, I don't know why it said Metallica, so it should say Metallica, but it didn't say that. It said Metallica. Well, somebody misspelled it, I think, when they added it. So...
Metallica opened. One item. Level 1. ST Anger. 1 of 1.
And Saint Anger is in here. That's the album title.
Tab.
And there should be a list box here of songs, but when you... Tab. See, like I said, when you hit tab, there's nothing there, so... That means
review.
That means you have to root your JAWS cursor here to find out what's in here. So let's see what's in here if it got downloaded.
Grab library. Show artists button.
No, I don't want to do that. Got it.
Grab search colon. Grab search. Review. ST. Anger. One I mesh. Review. Show. Show artist. Track header. Title artist.
Here we go. Track. Title. Header bar. So it is reading the header bars, which is good.
Album header bar, length header bar, track header bar.
We're getting closer.
Header bar, select column title to sort by that category.
I don't want to select the column, thank you.
Graphic 585.
Oh boy.
People. Tree view, ST, anger, 1 of 9. Meet
people? People? I don't think so. I don't think so, buddy.
All artists. Left parent 19, right parent follow, me, follow, multi-select list box not selected, follow me, Metallica ST, anchor 439, 1 of 2.
Okay, so the song is Follow Me, and if I root my PC to JAWS.
Root PC to JAWS, not selected, follow me, Metallica ST, anchor 439, 1 of 2.
Oh, I see what that was. That was a... penny that fell on my keyboard. No big deal. I'll just put it right there. All right. Well. Okay. So we're on the track. Follow me. Now I don't know if you can press. I don't know if you can press enter on this to play this. But let's find out.
Enter.
Oh yeah. Oh yes, you can. You certainly can. So let's hear this for a moment. See what it sounds like in iMesh. All right, sounds pretty clear, doesn't it? Now, I don't know if there's a F8 or F9, but let's see if there is an F8 or mute function. Same thing with Media Player. But let's see if there is one.
F8.
Nope, no mute function. And let's see if there's a volume up or down function. Oh yeah. Metallica, which I'm sure many of you guys in the blindness and in the blind community have heard of them. So yeah, they're a really old group from the 80s, 1983, when they first came out. So that's James Hetfield singing there. So let's see if there's a F9 function to decrease the volume.
F9.
No volume decrease. What about F10?
F10.
No, no volume decrease either. But there is a mute function. So let's see if that's the space bar. So let's see if that works.
Space.
And that works. So if I want to continue playing this, now there's a mute. Now, what's interesting here is you root your JAWS cursor up here.
JAWS cursor.
And it actually tells you...
Top of follow me. Elapsed time, 155.
Oh, it says elapsed time and then 155. That is great. That is great. So that's one big plus. there, because it actually tells you what the elapsed time is. Windows Media Player, you don't get this information. With iMesh, you do. So that's one good feature of iMesh, that JAWS reads to you the information that's in here. So now if I arrow down using my JAWS cursor,
graphic 466, graphic 689, graphic 664, graphic 671, graphic 8.
Oh boy, I'm going to silence that because I don't like to hear all the graphic this, graphic that. But let's insert right arrow here.
Graphic.
Because I want to show you that there's a mute checkbox once a song is muted.
My library, grab library, show artists button.
Oh, well, I thought there was one.
Grab search colon, grab as show, artists, track header, title, artist, album.
No, I guess there, well, let's see. Let's see if there is one here. I know that I did come across it earlier today, but let's see if there is one.
Top of follow me, elapsed time colon, 155.
The elapsed time is 155.
Graphic, my library, graphic, library, show artists button.
Well, I guess there isn't there is not a mute checkbox function. I thought there was. Maybe I just found it, I guess, accidentally, I guess. But let's keep looking.
Search colon, graphic as show, artists, track header, title, artist, album, length, track head, evil, all. Artists, left pair, follow, me, Metallica.
Somebody misspelled it there.
ST, period, anger, 439. Graphic discover, basic, connects. Left pair, graphic MP3, player, fun, with, sound.
Nope, no mute checkbox option. Dang. Well,
PC
just hit the unmute function and let's let this thing play for a while. So you can hear how this sounds in iMesh compared to Windows Media Player and Winamp. Here we go. Here's some more Metallica for you.
Space.
Sounds pretty good, doesn't it, in iMesh? A lot clearer than, I don't know if it's clearer than Winamp or Windows Media Player, but it does sound pretty good in iMesh. That's Metallica for ya. So if anybody has any questions about this, they can email me, and I'll provide this at the end of this song, probably, by the time it's over. Accessible currently right now, but it does work. So let's find out our elapsed time.
John Cursor, top of Metallica, elapsed time, 4:23.
OK, Okay, the song is over. So hopefully you guys will like that. Okay, so let's find out our elapsed time again here.
Blend. Share this track checkbox not checked.
Oh, there's a share this track option. And that's really nice. And I've tried doing that, actually. So I don't know. I'm not sure how this option would work. So yeah, there is a checkbox that allows you to share the track. I guess with a friend, the on iMesh. So anyway, that concludes the... Let me pick up my Walkman here. Well, that concludes the demo of iMesh version 7.0 point, or version 7.2.5. So if you have any questions about iMesh, and if you want to join iMesh so you can get involved with downloading songs and stuff, and possibly joining me on iMesh, go ahead and send me an email. My email address is Tim Johnson, TimJohnson, 537 at msn.com. One more time, that's Tim Johnson, all one word, TimJohnson, 537 at msn.com. Okay, well, that will conclude this demo for iMesh. So I will talk to you guys later. Okay. Good night.